Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Recognizing the signs of stroke and getting prompt treatment may minimize the long-term effects of stroke and even prevent death. To talk about stroke is Dr. Christine Homestead. She's an associate professor of neurology and emergency medicine, and she's the medical director of teleneuroscience at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, what are the signs or symptoms that someone might be having a stroke?
So there are several signs and symptoms that are important to recognize. Sudden onset of weakness on one side of the body, sudden numbness and tingling on one side of the body, or loss of vision on one side of the body, sudden confusion, slurring of the speech, or difficulty getting your words out. And we like folks to remember the acronym FAST, which is face, arm, speech, and time. So if you recognize someone having facial drooping, so one side of the face kind of drooping down. If their arm is weak, ask them to hold up their arms if one arm drifts down. Or if their speech is either slurred or they're having trouble understanding what you're asking them to do or speaking. The T stands for time, which is to call 911 and get to a stroke center as fast as possible.
And do these symptoms that you just described come on suddenly?
Typically, they do come on very suddenly. Usually, there's no precursor. Sometimes, in certain types of strokes, there will be sort of a warning sign that can happen. So folks may actually experience a very brief time of weakness or brief numbness on one side of their body, and it sort of resolves very, very quickly. And so they don't recognize that as a symptom or a sign of a stroke, but that could be an important warning sign.
So if someone has these symptoms that you're describing, time really is of the essence to get that person to a stroke center for prompt evaluation.
It's very, very important that folks seek care immediately. And we encourage folks to call 911. They are skilled in recognizing the signs and symptoms. They perform a score, a certain type of neurologic score en route, and they can encode or call into an emergency department and letting them know that there is a stroke patient on the way. And that, again, reduces the door to treatment time, which is the time the patient arrives in the emergency department to the time they get their medication. They have a better chance of getting brought immediately back into the emergency department to be seen very, very quickly. And there is a medication that we can offer folks that are having stroke, and that's called TPA, which is a clot-busting medicine.
Any other details about why prompt treatment is so important for someone having a stroke?
It's very, very important to treat folks as early as possible. That clot-busting medicine comes with a very, very, very low risk of complications, but the earlier we give that medication, we know that that reduces their risk of any complications with the medicine. More importantly, we know that the quicker we give that medicine, the less disability that patient will have at 3 months, and so they'll have a much, much better outcome.
Dr. Homestead, we're talking about what to do in the scenario of someone having signs and symptoms of an acute stroke, but what can we do to prevent stroke?
So prevention is key. It's something that, you know, is often overlooked. We would recommend, and the American Heart and Stroke Association recommends, that you establish care with a primary care physician and know the risk factors for stroke. Meeting with your primary care physician, getting screened for those risk factors, which include things like diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, smoking, and obesity. And addressing those risk factors to reduce your risk of having a stroke is key.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this information about stroke.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.